Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 36, The Day of Seven, Part 14, The Majesty of the King. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month on the 29th day of the 10th month. Dear Dan, the day of seven was a time of extreme ways for both M and I. What I have written is representational of things that occurred. There was more, but you can get the general idea from these accounts of what went down. But Jesus was with us all the way and was in control at all times. One night after work, I went up to G10 for dinner. The waitress seated me, and I looked at the menu to see what looked good. The presence of Jesus was evident, but I didn't realize the effect that he had on others until the waitress returned to take my request. After writing down my food order, she took a step back, but then she curtsied to me, or really, to Jesus, who was surrounding me with his majestic presence. Now the reader must keep in mind that this is the U.S. Women just don't curtsy here. Certainly not to a grungy janitor waiting for a chili burger and coffee. Once more I saw with my own eyes an objective effect of a spiritual reality. I knew Jesus was there, but since I was tired, sore and hungry after a long night at work, my main interest was in food and drink. I saw the waitress that took my order go say something to another waitress. Then she took a seat a few tables from mine and just stayed there for a while. I knew she was feeling Christ with me, but I didn't want to show any indication that I was aware of what was taking place. I just wanted to be left alone so I could think about things and maintain my sanity. But it was these little things like this that happened routinely that the Lord used to keep me on track and not deviate into becoming mentally ill. Later on, I also thought of that one of the main ministries of Gabe in my life, who I had originally dubbed Sir Lord Gabriel II, was to represent the majesty of the king. And that may still be true, but our relationship later became more antagonistic at times, most likely because I was growing and becoming more of my own man in Christ. So I am not as much of a pushover in certain areas as I once was. So now, Dan, I will leave the Day of Seven. It may very likely come up in future letters if some point of reference applies. There are many details of how the Lord delivered myself, my wife, and both my parents and my in-laws from Satan. My own father and mother have since passed on to glory, so they are with God forever and away from the devil's influence. But I remain vigilant over my in-laws and continue in prayer as I am led, that they also will be completely delivered to Jesus forever. So I pray for all who are oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38. Blessings, Romanus Theophilus. Footnote: Extreme Ways, theme song from The Bourne Identity. P.S. Music was a tool the Lord used more than any other in maintaining my sanity throughout the day of seven. Why? Faith comes by hearing.